This is Scott with my lovely wife, Teresa, and we're really happy that you're with us today.
Okay, well, we're going to get right into our topic, which we think is great, and it's called repairing the damage of the past. It can be as simple as an apology or as complex as making right a physical harm or even a financial harm. In any case, according to Scripture, we are to owe no one anything but to love them. And honey, that's a debt we should never finish paying.
That's right.
You know? And where did we come up with this?
Romans 13:8. It says, owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law.
Yes, you will. And I hate to say this, but you know, they say, if you hate to say it, then don't say it. Okay, so that's what I want. Just forget that I even said that. But what I will say is this has to do what we're talking about making right your own wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like in society we're guilty of not taking responsibility for when we harm other people. It's always about, you know, what they've done to us or who we can blame, who can be our scapegoat. And that's got to stop, honey. It really does. We've got to take responsibility for our own actions. And like that scripture said, we're not to owe anyone anything except to love them. Now, does that include an apology? No. But meaning harm. Meaning harm. And really, if you do love someone, what's that movie, Love Means Never Having to Say You're Sorry?
Mm-hmm.
What's that love story? A lot of people listening are going to go, who? Allie McGraw and Ryan O'Neal were in it. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Yes.
I think that's just up to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind when people tell me that they're sorry. I usually say, you don't have to apologize, but sometimes we need to do it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so much of what we're going to talk about today. Making amends is what we're going to be discussing. It isn't so much about the other person. It's so much as us getting right with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through making amends with other people. And, you know, if we want to progress in our relationship to God, that can only take place as we learn to love other people. And if we love God and the people around us, we're going to treat others with the respect we normally would give to ourselves. Meaning, I wouldn't harm myself. I wouldn't steal from myself. I wouldn't deprive myself just to satisfy, you know, just desires that maybe I'm not even thinking about anybody else, in other words. When you love other people, you think about their feelings.
Right.
And love, honey, is the opposite of being selfish.
It is.
And if I continually take an inventory of myself and how my love walk, what that's like, making right wrongs, I can use love as a standard by which I can measure my own behavior. And you know the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So I have to ask myself, am I acting with the best interests of others in mind? So if I measure all my actions against the measuring stick of love, which I almost titled this, the measuring stick of love, I'm going to experience a greater progression in my relationship to God. Because the way we treat other people, which are His children, is really how we're treating Him.
That's true.
So if you can't love God's people properly, how can you love Him properly?
Yeah.
And it's hard because people are just messed up.
Yep, that's included.
And we always say hurting people hurt other people.
Yeah, well, you know, so many people think that love is an emotion.
Just an emotion,
you know, it's just something we feel.
Just a feeling.
Just a feeling. Well, really, love is an attitude.
It is. It's an action.
Yeah, it's an outpouring of unselfish concern for other people. I mean, you have to make a decision that your attitude is going to be to love people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can find the bad in anyone.
Yep.
But we challenge you today to find the good in people, okay? People need to know that. People need to hear that, need to be affirmed by that. You know, maybe it's your business place. Man, I loved what you did there. Awesome job. You know, and then you walk off and they go, man, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, you know, or just to your spouse, you know, do you tell your spouse that you love them every day? Because, you know, you never know what tomorrow holds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, life is but a vapor, is what it says in Ecclesiastes. It's just a vapor, you know, blowing in the wind. Okay, but eternity is with God, and God is love. And so that's how he wants us to live our life. He wants us to live our life in such a way that we show people his love.
Right.
And that's unconditional love. I mean, it's difficult. You know, it really is. You know, it's not easy. But it can be. You know, it can be something that we can attain.
Well, the point is to obey God so we can find healing.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. And I have said myself, well, I'm not God. Mm-hmm. No, we're not God. But Jesus left us the example when he was here on earth, all through scripture, about how to treat other people. And, you know, there's a point where he dusted his feet and he went on. But what we're getting at today is, like this, like our topic said, repairing the damage of the past. And that's being willing to go to whomever you feel like you've harmed and making restitution, whatever that looks like. And, you know, they may not be receptive, and you may not even be able to find them. But the point is, you tried, and I think most people may feel like they're guilty of this like I have. I always forget that God's going to honor that. It takes humility to admit that you're wrong.
It does.
It sure does. And pride is the biggest enemy here, the biggest opposition to making things right. But if we can just remember, this is not pleasing, or this is pleasing to God. That's always my measuring stick. I have a note here. It fell off, but because we were taking pictures in here today. But it just reminds me to live my life every day to please him. Are my thoughts pleasing him? Mm-hmm. Are my actions pleasing him? Are my words pleasing him? And again, back to our topic, repairing the damage of the past, that's pleasing to him. And the more we do that with his people, the more we're going to feel closer to him.
Yeah.
We had an experience recently when we took care of that. And I mean, God just showed up in such an amazing way, as if to say, daughter, son, thank you for obeying me. Thank you for doing the right thing. And he showed us that we were on the right track with him, and that he was so pleased. Was it easy? No. Did it take humility? Yes.
That's right.
But we got to remember, everybody listening, when you do that, make a point to repair the damage of the past in humility, God is going to do something. So enjoy that journey. I'm going to make up with whoever or whatever. I'm going to make this right. And remember, oh yeah, God is a rewarder. He says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
Seek to do what pleases him. Seek to do what he would do. He's going to reward you.
And you have to remember what the scripture says. I mean, God's going to forgive us the way we forgive others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people kind of overlook that. Mm-hmm. Now, God forgives us of our sins, but he also has a scale there. How are you forgiving other people? And if you can't forgive them, then you expect me to forgive you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first person you need to forgive is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and realize that we're not perfect. That we don't live in a perfect world.
Right.
But we serve a perfect God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so he will give us that strength to forgive others. Okay, because when you harbor this and you don't forgive others, all you're doing is you're hurting yourself.
Yep.
And you're stunting your progress and your relationship with Christ. And so, no matter how much you think someone may have done you wrong or whatever the case may be, forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It frees you.
Right.
It's totally freeing. Don't you agree?
Oh, it is. It's not easy, but it's repairing the damage of the past.
That's right.
And unforgiveness is just wishing for a better past, which is not possible. So, those of you that are struggling out there, remember that unforgiveness is wishing for a better past. So it's a waste of time because the past is over. There's nothing that we can do about it. So we got to move forward. And I know there's people out there that needed to hear this because we did.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you're thinking about maybe some people that you owe to. It might be a creditor that's calling you on the phone and you're just not taking the call.
Yeah.
It could be something's coming to your mind that you know needed to apologize to someone, and maybe for you know, you had a lot of drama in your life and really forgot about it. Well, we hope that this is bringing that back up in you.
Yeah.
And remember, God's going to reward you. That's not definitely not the reason to do it, but he's a good daddy, and he wants to show up like that. And when he does, you go, oh, yeah, thanks, Dad.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, Even people who are Christians, even Christians, we harbor unforgiveness, mm-hmm. okay? Even after we've given our life to Christ and say, well, we won't do that anymore. Well, you know what? Human nature, it's natural to do that. But that's why we operate in the supernatural. Because then Christ will come in and teach you how to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look who he forgave. People who tortured him, who spit in his face, who beat him, whipped him, and hung him on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
He looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right. He knew the condition they were in.
Yeah. And so maybe, just maybe, if someone wrongs us, we can walk away and go, Father, please forgive them. They're not in a good place right now.
That's it. They are not in a good place.
But I am.
That's right.
Well, you know, there may be some of you listening out here today in the podcast world that maybe, you know what, you're thinking, gosh, I don't know how to forgive. Someone did this to me, man, when I was 12 years old, and I still haven't forgave them. Well, you know what? Today's the day. But the only way that I found out, and I think many people have found out, Teresa found out as well, that it's impossible to forgive unless you love Jesus first.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to give your life to him. Give your heart sincerely to him and ask him to forgive you just like you're going to forgive others. So if you've never given your life to Christ with a sincere heart, or maybe you thought you did and you've walked away and you're just realizing, gosh, I never really gave my heart to Jesus. Today's the day. So if you would please pray this prayer with us, please know that you're saved and that he loves you very much. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. Father, I'm asking you to please forgive me of my sins. May I forgive others so you can forgive me. Father, I love you, and I need you in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, what a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little deep, but you know what? It was good, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes you got to dig a little deep, you know, to get to the top, you know what I mean? To get everything out of the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you did pray that prayer, we ask you to please email us at info@livingitup.org. We'd love to hear from you if you gave your life to Christ, or if you have any kind of special prayer request or any kind of praises, like, hey, you know what, this happened to me yesterday, or
yeah.
I was praying about this, and you know, look what God's doing in my life, you know, or my son's life or daughter's life or whatever. We want to hear about it.
Well, that's it. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and as we've already said, you know, concentrate on repairing the damage of the past. Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.